Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rcla.ca.
Welcome to the July 28th edition of Roma Text. Tonight on the show we have a summer edition, a rerun of a show we did in December of 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic. So, here it is. Tonight we have a couple of poets reading from the University of California Lunchtime Poetry Series. We'll start off with the work of Rowan Ricardo Phillips, who's an award-winning poet, literary and art critic, a translator, and he was reading it to an audience at the University of California at Berkeley. His first collection of poems, The Ground, was published in 2013, and this recording was made in March of 2014. Here's Rowan Ricardo Phillips.
This program is presented by University of California Television. Like what you learn? Visit our website or follow us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up with the latest UCTV programs.
Stockholm. Spring was the hammer that fell down on Stockholm, grounded the gray shattered, Gamlestan greened. The faint sound of the bay refjord and rose and fell, like a dog asleep on its back, as pink dreamed demonstrations of place picked up their pieces to put them back together again. This was not all of Sweden, of course. But sea-shouldered, mirroring to itself, it thought to be so. Like a boat in the distance that thinks you are the distance. And not itself. Not it. For it is the center of everything. Mapamundi. These factories, their pipes smoke plume like skunks, rises one and few and many and all, and 40 fireflies bound for JFK. 40 more circle where, here, be dragons. Nature is a lapse in city life. Whether red birds sit and sing from rooftops, or rappers cipher deep into the night. The gun in your mouth talk of a ransomed God. Nature is a lapse in city life. The soft green ground that ends an avenue. The red rust spew stifling a drain. Pigeon dropped icicles. Nature is a lapse in city life. Those kids on a New Deal rooftop, staring at the wonders of Moses, who with a wave split the Bronx asunder and dropped the cross Bronx down in its wake. May they know this map of the world as just a map of the world, one of many that will lead them to and from their doors. Eurydice. She folded back, folded back, folded back, like a letter you plan to keep. The content to memory, the tone to heart, the envelope slashed open and impossible to repair. Reverse Eurydice. Damaged, he fell through the mountains to find her, down there among 33 headstones and countless unmarked plots. Eurydice. He climbed back up the cliff, patted the earth, shoveled her out, pulled the coin from her tongue, acceptance, depression, deal-making, rage, denied, he denied it all. She awoke again all amber in an amber field where she'd just been bitten by a trampled snake, the poison draining from her soft, long, tender calf back to the sacks of its source. She's midway to the meadow she's in now. Now she's home. Now she's marrying. Now she's meeting him for the first time. "Hi, my name is Orpheus," he says. Then he doesn't. Grief in the imaginary grave. November snowfall drowns out views of Grand, Summit, and Story avenues. Gone, 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 gone. I choked on the thought of ending this song. Three Bronx streets go down under snow that grays in the air like aging hair. Understoried, dead and buried. Do you hear me from where they buried you? From where they buried you, do you hear the rhyme I bury for you? Do you age in an orbit of perfect sunshine and sound? Gone, 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 gone. All I can say is gone. Because gone is what is here, among the other things that grow. A vision through the smoke. A tree, half aflame, moaned inside me. The willow that had wept would not weep. All of me, the pigeons cry, all of me. Or is it all of you that they coo? The skyline held the sun up like two carnival strongmen, but then seemed to drop with the greatest of ease. No eye I knew could clear the clouding mirror. Not the sun as it set, nor the moon as it bruised. Song of Fulton and Gold. The eye seeking home has to lower, 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 lower. The eye seeking home has to lower. The eye seeking home has to lower, 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 lower. The eye seeking home has to lower. The eye seeking home has to lower, 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 lower. The eye seeking home has to lower. The eye seeking home has to lower, 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 lower. The eye seeking home has to lower. There are no towers. Proper names in the lyrics of troubadours. My parents never call me Rowan. I'm Ricky from Ricardo, but not Ricky Ricardo. I'm also the first Phillips in my family. My mother decided Philip, my father's family name, sounded too much like a first name, in America at least. Rowan Philip would lead inevitably to Philip Rowan. That was her story, and she's sticking to it. For the record, that's an Old Norse first name, a Spanish middle name, and one of those faux English, faux Dutch sounding last names that's really Greek for lover of horses. Rowan Ricardo Phillips. Another of those names that straddle seas in the sails of unseen ships. Still, sounds typically West Indian to me. And like the West Indies, indefinite. An indefinite noun in an indefinite poem. It took me a while to accept it. Tonight, in the beginning was this surface, a wall, a beginning. Tonight it coaxed music from a Harlem cloud bank. It freestyled a smoke from a stranger's coat. It stole thinned gin. It was at the edge of its beginnings, but outside, looking in. The lapse blue facade of Harlem Hospital is weather still, like a starlit lake midst Lenox Avenue. Tonight I touched the tattooed skin of the building I was born in. And because tonight is curing, the beginning let me through. And everywhere was blurring halogen. Love the place that welcomed you. I'm just going to read two more poems from the ground. No, I'll read three more poems from the ground. Purgatorio, 26, 135, 148. The epigraph is in Provençal. El suyo Arnaut caplau y val cantan. I am Arnaut who cries and goes on singing. He was gone. Like a leap of flame that, after having burst from the sun, is dragged back into the sun as though nothing, leaving only the seen surface of the sun. I'd lost my way. I had no guide but a light, the slowly approaching twilight. And I said, light be this world. And I said, world, this be light. And slowly, a bright star field fell to the sea, fell all about the one my guide had pointed out. And he said, Rastaman, Ayaman, Angel Seven Sea. No. But I smell summer the smoke of Babylon on I. Come closer. Closer. So I man have some ital veneration. I am Bob, who weep and strum and gather and love all things little and small. Jah left eye lung and guitar to sing to everyone, all them. But I not know ting about them, but what I sing. And I not want a ting. I not want a ting. So when I complete I uphill trip to I, sing some of I soul you see here so close. Peeled from I man structure. Sing some of the dread in I, so I and I not find it so easy, love Bob dead. Then he fled as the lion that defined him. Embrace the night and get thee gone. Talking picture, silent poem, New York shakes off the fall. Tonight, I work in a silence that prays the rare turn to sound. I make nothing. I am fractured. I walk in the dark egg of another September night that is cool, as though the moon is a mouth that blows on its wound. We are early in the life of the poet. He knows so little of light, so little of shadow. He knows downtown as a metaphor. He knows the constellations are at work tonight, whoring their stories of strife. He's in search of life, a poem's in search of its body. Down toward the river, the skyline broaches its phalanx of broken teeth. And up above, in the grounded sky, the sky grinds down the stars. And up above, in the grounded sky, the sky grinds down. The stars broach its phalanx of broken teeth. The skyline toward the river searches for its body. Downed, dammed up, beached, like the end of a poem walled up against competitive life. The constellations are at work tonight. Betelgeuse, Bellatrix, the hunter's bow in elegy graffitied across the endless black gate. We know so little of light. It dies though we are early in its life. A beautiful night. Its lambent moon lets down a light that only happens in September. Say it. September. Fragile as an egg now. Teetering. Parabolic. Broken teeth in the mouth that prays the rare turn to sound. I work through the silence. Tonight, New York shakes off the fall. Silent poem, talking picture. Embrace the night and get thee gone. And the last poem from the ground that I'll read is kind of a farewell to a certain life. This poem is The Last Time I Went to a Club, which is also worthy of its poetry. Aubard, Volume 2, The Underground Sessions. After this, I'll just read one or two poems from Heaven, the new book. Aubard, Volume 2, The Underground Sessions. The sun is a sequence of flash and din in the sunken club's slanted black ceilings. And where once the crowds were mere pent peacocks, twiddling half chatoyances, shimmers in the dark, now only the dancers remain. The DJ rubs the mood of the room as though it were his womb. We dance. We ripple in place. The twin black lakes of vinyl blend, stir to life by the dip needle. No one I know knows the real ends of when. What? No one I know knows the real end of when. What? No one I know knows for real when to end. Again, No one I know knows for real when to end. What? No one I know knows the real end of when. What? No one I know knows the real ends of when. And when we thought we'd reached the end, it was remixed again. No one I know knows for real when to end. As when a drinking collared deer hears a noise and, although safe by being Caesar's, feels a strange freedom there in that second. Some sense in the gut, a thunder of ribs, a surge in the blood, some cinched memory of not being Caesar's. I change in the sameness of change. I embrace the night and get gone. And I'll just read two poems from Heaven. When you write a new book, you don't really, really automatically know where all the poems are. You know? You think you do. Say it again?
Blame it on the editor.
Oh, no, I arrange my own poems. Are you kidding?
Oh.
I love you, Jonathan. Man in Florida. He sits in a Hawaiian shirt over a bulletproof vest. Slumped in a beach chair, its back to the ocean. Even his red wine spritzer tastes like Skittles now. It's the same complaint again and again from him, the taste of things. He only eats food that he can see made. And ever since someone suggested he read Sophocles and put his faith in justice, their talk of having a child has been awkward. That poor, poor child, he says. To have to watch out for that poor child, he says. That poor child. That poor child. That poor child. That poor child. And this is a poem called The Empyrean. I think that's dactylic hexameter, actually, maybe. I'm not quite sure. The Empyrean. Well, I can't read that poem with this in my head. I'm gonna read Boys. I can't, you know. I was supposed to read Boys. So this takes place when I was a Ute back at good old Hunter High School in Manhattan. Shout out to my dear friend Lee Rayford. Boys, we cut school like knives through butter, the three of us, Peter, Stephen, and I, to play just about all the music we knew, which meant that from 9 in the morning until Steve's parents, the ever-patient Murtaughs, would come home from work, I played guitar, Peter played bass, and Steve, who'd end up becoming a guitarist by trade when we went separate ways to separate schools in separate states, Steve at this point played the drums. We We dreamed of power trios and powered our way through song after song, including the one Steve and I wrote, like Hey Regina, and the lamentably titled String Her Up. Sometimes we tried out some Yes, a long Hey Joe. The stereo phaser was my signature sound, and I'd bend in and out of notes, imply arpeggios only to solo over them, tapped, frowned through anything in a major key, felt my way home on Steve's map of snares, Pete's rope. We'd play an entire Zeppelin album, usually the first or second, then stray by chance into the longer, later songs, like bees that float down and drown in a pool. We'd break for lunch and then get back at it, as though we had a gig to get ready for or a demo to cut. The cassette deck rolling its eyes as it whirred round and round. Peter, as is the nature of bassists, held the tunes together and kept things light. Years later, I assumed he was dead. My Telecaster glares at me at night now, from inside the hard case by my bed. And the calluses on my fingertips have long since softened. The 6-minute solos at some point became poems. It took 2 months minimum to make seem seamless. Steve, in the meantime, thrived in the triangle, became Stevie, married Emily. Pete, I know less about. He posts on Facebook cheerfully about the light, the great light that grows in all of us. Sends the occasional white dove and the occasional shared shot, a sun resting on a cloud like a pearl in its mooted gray shell. Nostalgia courts me. I'm nearing 40. We were boys. And I should just let us be. But nostalgia spreads quickly through the ashes of our youth, making ferned fires out of blue beliefs. When the dark would come, we'd show each other our blisters, the painful white whorls peeling, our red palms upward, outstretched, and unread. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Well, that concludes the first poet in tonight's show, Rowan Ricardo Phillips, who was recorded at the University of California, Berkeley in 2014. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial. And coming up, we have the work of Giovanni Singleton, also recorded at the University of California in Berkeley. Here she is, Giovanni Singleton.
This program is a presentation of University of California Television. Your support makes UCTV's programming possible. Contribute online at uctv.tv/support. Check out our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, at youtube.com/uctvprime. Subscribe today to get new programs every week.
This is the first public reading that I'm giving for from Ascension, and I was absolutely over the moon at the invitation to present it here first today. As Bob mentioned, the heart of the book is a daybook composed of 49 poems written during the time that Alice Coltrane was transitioning in the Bardo. And my interest in Alice Coltrane began right after I completed my MFA degree at New College, because once you're done with formal training, you still have school in you somewhere. So Alice Coltrane became an extension of school for me. When I found out that she was still alive, I went on a quest to find her, only to discover that she had not performed publicly for over 25 years. She was a spiritual leader of a community in Southern California. And of course, I was not going to go down there with my vinyl records in hand asking for an autograph. But fortunately, she did come out of retirement just in the nick of time, and I did see her one of her first concerts that she performed in 2006 at UCLA. So I did attend that concert, and the next day I was interested in going to her ashram. I wanted to see the different aspects of her life, how she managed to incorporate the spiritual aspect of her life into her art. And so I went in, I did attend the service, but Miss Coltrane had laryngitis. She could not speak, so there was not a discourse that day. But for 1.5 hours, she played the Wurlitzer organ in this tiny temple. And had she played one more note, I would not be here today. I mean, it was amazing. So I'm very grateful that to have met her at that time. And also, I attended her last concert, which was actually given here in San Francisco. I had a half an hour to get from a poetry reading I was giving at New College to the Masonic Auditorium. So Cinderella did get to the ball, but it turned out that it was her last concert. So today I would like to offer some selections from Ascension in honor of that pilgrimage and in honor of the work of Alice Coltrane. Ascension for love, to see love, to be love, I am love. To see love, to be love, I am love. To see love, to be love, I am love. To see love, to be love, I am love. To see love, to be love, I am love. To see love, to be love, I am love. January 12th, day one. Feather, rattle, sky, sky, drum, turtle, cry, cry, talking stick, I, fire in the skull. January 13th, day two. A blues poet stands at the crossroads, framed in indigo light. He reaches his hand around his left side, slits himself open as if to gut a fish. Once inside, he feels his heart, touches his liver. But he is not an oyster. He has not eaten sand. What then can a pearl be? January 15th, day four. One part spring, one part rain, one part summer, one part absence, one part autumn, one part gone, one part winter, one part parting, leaves far from gathered. January 16th, day five. God, where are you? The sound of gravel underfoot. Where could you be? January 17th, day six. First person narrative. I am not for sale at any price. End of story. January 18th, day 7. And just what color is blue? Names forgive their meaning. Sundays are for what a mind thinks. History of touching stretches out beneath the surface. The only way to sleep is to imagine it is raining. And it is raining. Wind blows open and over a final line of defense. What happens, happens far away. January 19th, day 8. Through eyes slightly opened, I watched the slits in the guest house blinds hold vigil for December's sun to rise, a mask in search of a face. Today, some things will no longer be true. Some things will deny ever knowing. January 21st, day 10. Crouching down in half light, the wind again picks up, rushes forward, hurls us to next. We did not know where we were going. Once we went way back to where every sound was a story and every silence epic. January 22nd, day 11, I've finally written a 2-page poem. At night, high beams scan the unseeable distance, an untitled landscape. Black is not a shade, but rather an impression. Oil on canvas. Scratch and sniff lawns on southern streets where one sips lemonade or iced tea before hosing down weeds in the way of light. Still life with. Jars marked and mislabeled for proper identification. Enjambment is a way of doing it. Standing room only. Drums do not go quietly. Their chained rhythm treads water and stretches a road, ocean as enclosure. January 23rd, day 12. Dead fox beside the road, the risk we all run. January 24th, day 13. The readied hook, the swung rod, lowered bait gets you hooked, pulled up and into open air. Listen, let me tell you where I've been before the tide turns. January 26th, day 15. They sat for a time watching the fire burn. How ghosts climbed into him through the palms of his outstretched hands. Their cattle bore the cross, made her redeemer. A relationship poem, ugh, those things. January 29th, day 18. Because he disremembered the past bound itself to him. It creased his mouth, furrowed his brow, grayed his hair. When he spoke, his voice used the language of disremembering. Because he disremembered his ex-wife, their love bound itself to him. Whenever he turned around, one could see her face looking out from the back of his head. It's a true story. January 31st, day 20. Through a gate that casts no shadow, steps lead to a house no longer standing. Inside, each room had become another. What was ready-made and monstrous. Someone else drew the picture, entered antlers first. Ah, February 1st. Day 21. She went up the main road a ways. She did. A button fell from her one good dress. Sweat rolled slowly down her brow. It did. She looked all around. She did. But she never came back. And this poem was written during a reflecting on one of many hikes I've taken with a friend of mine who's here today, Annette. And there's a correction that she made. There is Miner's Ladder, I think, is a type of flower, but I had lettuce. No, it's Miner's Lettuce, and I wanted ladder, so I kept ladder, I think. The poets are just, like, ruthless, right? February 2nd. Day 22. Paintbrushes, buttercups, hemlock. Purple lupine make little beans after their flowers are gone. Three dogs, two men, three women. Eucalyptus trees whose leaves fell quite some time ago. Chamomile, forget-me-not, sage. Mallow shoots itself up and branches into trees. We don't step on the black scarab beetle in the middle of the path, nor the lizard in sphinx pose. Anthill, gopher hole, hornet's nest. We see fennel, some non-native thistle. We eat mustard, flowers, taste of Dijon, Queen Anne's lace, netto, miner's ladder. And toward the end, there's a little climb. Do you see why lettuce was not going to work? Sometimes there are flashes of wisdom which I'm still trying to unravel. February 3rd, day 23. Too much pruning brings misfortune. It's the editing process, you see. February 4th, day 24. To confess, one dreams about manhole covers, another about elevator shafts. Feelings, systems of beliefs stored in boxes. A mask searches for a face. A flickering light fashions arms into wings. February 5th. Day 25. The circles she spins widen and emptiness pours in. The net catches its prey. She swallows hard what love there is. February 6th, day 26. She pulled the fish hooks from his throat. What they could not extinguish lay claim to their souls. He used his eyes to make waves, precious gems. February 7th, day 27. Some historical figures, ancestors, make an appearance in this poem. All that day, labored breath, the dead brushed against me, a litany of faces, their names beside, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Tony K. Bambara, Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Ann Hempel, Isabel Sanford, Shirley Chisholm, Clara Ward, Nell Carter, Lynn Thigpen, Fantastic Gyre, hours struck, memory turned upon itself, unable to halt liberation, the soul's cast iron clapper. Another bit of wisdom. February 9th, day 29. Write what you know, continued. Flattery is a fool's delight. February 12th, day 32. By the sounds of it, speech was more than crossing a river. No telling how anyone will come back. Goats graze behind electrified wire. Mind moves in figure eight. All beginnings come back around and gather at the end. February 13th, day 33. The water by itself at first, sea work. A black pomfret washed ashore, its scaled flesh flapping against the rocks. A door off its hinges. Washi often kept the red kettle brewing. February 14th, day 34. I guess it was Valentine's Day. In the distance, a woman hears a train that isn't there. Nevertheless, its passengers and their baggage get to where they're going. February 15th, day 35. When I was 9 years old, I killed a bird, he said. Why? I asked. Because I wanted to see what was inside. And did you see? I don't remember. Well, then close your eyes. Why? He asked. To see what's inside, I said. February 16th, day 36. We are busy and wanting to push through light. The bowl I drink from says we humans keep cutting back the trees so that we alone can live. And I realize, too, just how much I don't want to be lost. February 19th, day 39. Black girl, you a black girl. Black girl, play on blacktop, play. Girl, black, you a black girl. Jump down, turn around. Black girl, sing pretty song. You a black girl, play on merry-go-round. You black girl, look, merry-go-mad. You black, you girl. February 20th, day 40. Can I write about Alice Coltrane or be inspired by her and not think of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme? So, my send-up. Gates open as acknowledgement. Deep breath as song. Not so much the aspiration as the pursuance, as the pronouncement, as resolution, as prayer, sutured under tongue. February 21st, day 41. In a place beyond sleep, I was on the ground, in the center of a circle formed by half-naked people, their faces covered with brightly painted masks, horns curved out from the tops of their heads, cowbells hung from collars around their necks, and cowbells, too, where their hands should have been. February 22nd, day 42. In a fitful state, a neighbor swallowed the moon. People often wish to receive more than they give, pronounced the doctor, who weeks earlier had himself devoured three planets. And of course, we know how much I love my bell bottoms. February 23rd, day 43. I opened my eyes. I did. I found myself inside a watermelon. No remnants of red flesh or black seeds. It was cold and damp. In spite of my off-white cable knit sweater, hat, and wool bell-bottom pants, the vessel, boat, or ark rocked slightly from side to side as I tried to escape. Upon standing, however, I realized that I was only 6 inches tall, I, of course, shouted for help, and a pair of large hands appeared and placed two wooden spoons on either side for oars. It was cold. February 24th, day 44. A mother agrees to look away while her son tosses a coin into the fountain. Did you throw it in yet? She asks impatiently. Water roars from the lion's mouth. Yeah, I've been done that, the boy says, having wished some odd dream into being. And then I'd like to think that my concrete poems are still readable as well as visual, so I'm going to attempt to read one written for February 25th, day 45, and it looks like the opposite of what it says, but it's a pyramid. But the poem reads, the world is round, 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 the world is 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 round. Ain't it? Okay, so I'm going to read the last three in the section. February 27th, day 47. Brown bark stems picked for pretty, bent forward bodies, tufts of white, floral arranged in 12-foot window, not meant to frame, now absent master, save the boll weevil in turns of earth, the unmercied blink, cotton ball eyes, their mournful songs, my own pricked fingers. February 28th, day 48. Elders on their bench, upright and knowing, such and so. For what would they trade the solid whites of their eyes? A right turn, patience nests in the mind. Salvationers, dark pupils, point themselves into angels. And the last poem is how I transitioned to Marin County. It's March 1st, day 49. Go, go, go into the forest. Walk among the deer. So I want to read a couple from another section of the book entitled Melanin Sweet. And it's a series of nine poems. And it's not necessarily, I'm not sure that they actually make logical sense, but I wrote them while listening to Alice Coltrane's music, and so trying to attune the words to the sounds that I was hearing. So feel free to just let them wash over you. Okay. And all of the movements are named for various shades of brown. First movement. Burnt umber. Silence, a guardrail, teeth knitted together, a corrugated tongue. Silence leaves a strain of being work, of looking almost dead. Shade burns as if to interfere. Photographs, a need to hold still for a moment. Everything that counts appears in past tense. Time accumulates, as in a reflecting pool. Second movement, dark brown. Sitting in a darkened hallway, salt water, bodies rock steady, muffled pounding, door of no return, closed and closer, under measured reconstruction. Living seeps through and echoes, stillness outside in. A collective breath persists, without apology. Mud-stained spoons undulate from shore to distant shore, then one day walk as if rowing a boat. Third movement, sepia. Anyone configures everyone at random. Long and short tangents of breath shift, then evaporate. Separation from self. Remembering and forgetfulness. Therein is some predestination to go on and into other structures. A rear exit, the route made visible. Singularity of purpose breaks down momentum. Sleep moves without sound as an amazing grace. I think I'll end fifth. Fifth movement, Sienna. We, us, and thou, voices sound a downtown destination. The boulevard, horns blow, fast and furious. Ghostly drummer makes flight. Some rap, tap, 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 conductor of multidirectional speaking. Crowds stand behind cranial walls, all smoke-filled. Boy, man, a vast expanse. Skeletal remains spread down on the ground as in quilted covering. Okay, so this last one, eighth movement, Mahogany. Ecstatic song, escuchar, a mask in every note, feather-fletched arrows due east, las palabras, a ceremonial gesture, premonitions at the landscape's edge, palatial bed of wildflowers, los ojos, an arc of rainbow light, La Puerta, ears opening, a refrain as in holy ghosts. Okay, so the section ends actually with in the form of a misostic, which is a poem, a form developed by the composer John Cage, and it usually takes the subject's name as the center of each of the lines. And so I've done one for Alice Coltrane, which looks something like that. I don't know if people can see it, but you can buy the book. Yeah, then you'll see it. Pedantic temple prayers, tambourines, and hallelujah claps for Krishna, Ganesha, Shiva. Taria's scripture, a journey in Satchidananda. Beloved John's stained glass face, churched in gospel harp. Lord of Lords, Detroit ministry, pours from Swami's Wurlitzer.
And that was a reading of the poem Ascension by Giovanni Singleton, Californian poet. She's the author of several works, American Letters, Works on Paper in 2017, and Ascension from 2011. Ascension won the California Book Award for Poetry. We'll be back next week. Both these readings were found at the University of California Lunchtime Poetry Television Series. She read at UC Berkeley. So, we'll be back next week with another hour-long presentation of the spoken word. Till then.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Go. This is Red at CKUT.
It's on? It's on? It's on?
Need it. Need it. You know what I'm saying?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Kyle. What? 90.3.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You know, it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and it's tuned in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Êtes-vous locataire à Montréal? Avez-vous des questions sur vos droits? Votre comité logement peut vous aider. Pour trouver le comité logement pour votre quartier ou pour plus de ressources, visitez le www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Le Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonnières et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur les racines de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonnières et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Colette de la prison.